On the Sabbath day, which is his custom, and he opened the book of Isaiah 61, said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, recover your sight to the blind, and preach the acceptable year of the Lord." So that halo was the anointing. But then, when we're Italian, Catholic, when you look at that picture, now you remember he had they showed the heart. Remember there, how it's a flame? The heart was on flame. That shows that you should have a heart on fire for God. Hebrews 12:21 says, "Our God is a consuming fire." James 4:8, draw near to God. He will draw near to you. And then it says, "Cleanse ye hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts from being double-minded." When you draw close to fire, things that are not of God start to get burned out of your life. Purging. I have a teaching series, purging for the power. It is not a hot seller on my table. Most people don't buy it. Only the sober, only the militant will get it. Are you there? So when you draw near to God, he's a consuming fire. He begins to burn off things in your life that have no purpose, things that are hindering you. Hebrews 12:1 says, "Seeing them, we have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us. Let us lay aside every weight and the sins that do so easily beset us." One translation says, "Strip off all the weights." I played college football. I was a wide receiver. He mentioned a little bit. Now, I didn't like a lot of pads on me. I didn't. I wore quarterback pads as a wide receiver because they were small so I could move. I would cut my pads in the front. I would cut them with scissors so they were small, real small. Knee pads, I'd cut them, trim them. I knew what I was doing on purpose. Well, they wore heavy leather spikes. I wore mesh ones because they were lighter. I wanted to get the edge. You there? And I had a work ethic about me. I'd worked hard. So if the other receivers in the league, let's say they were running 3 miles, I ran five. If they were in a gym an hour, I was in there three. I'll outwork them. You have to have a spiritual work ethic, just like